This most abundant and most widely distributed water bird is occasionally a year-round resident around here, but it's likely you're seeing them in much greater numbers right about now. They're loud, they're rather awkward-looking, they are the American coot. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This is Bay Birds. American coots are one of North America's most familiar wetland birds. They are almost chicken-like in build, with a plump body and stout triangular beak, and they've received the nickname marsh hen or mud hen because of the way their heads bob when they walk or swim. This bobbing actually helps propel them through the water, much like you might pump your legs on a swing to gain momentum. But this is where the coot's similarity to chickens ends. Their bodies are dark gray to black, and their head and neck are also black. They have a white stripe along the sides of their undertail and a distinctive short white bill. They also have a distinctive red and white frontal shield. The size and shape of this shield varies among individuals and helps mating pairs recognize each other and may play a part in portraying dominance. Although American coots tend to hang out with ducks in winter, they aren't ducks. They lack the webbed feet common to ducks and instead have long, individually lobed toes. These lobed toes not only help coots maneuver well underwater, and they are excellent swimmers and divers, but also enable them to walk quite efficiently on land and even scramble over foliage. So what kind of bird are they? In fact, the American coot is a rail, and by far the most aquatic rail in North America. It is also related to the endangered California clapper rail. But unlike the clapper rail, American coots use a broader variety of habitat and can be found in freshwater and coastal ponds, marshes and bays, or even slow-moving rivers. American coots may be rather adept in the water and on land, but getting from one spot to another provides a bit of entertainment for onlookers. If you've ever witnessed one take off, it is a humorous process in that the bird requires long running takeoffs across the water's surface, literally running on water while flapping their wings vigorously to become airborne. If startled or moving away from a potential predator, they might not even make it into the air, but instead run along the water's surface to a more protected spot. You may hear nearby American coots before you spot them. They are noisy, gregarious birds whose presence is often announced by loud crackling, grunting, and croaking calls. They often flock along the shore, in marshes, or on lawns to forage for food, and they are opportunistic feeders, meaning they'll pretty much eat whatever natural tasty treat they come upon. Although they mostly feed underwater on aquatic plants and seeds, they may graze on grains, grasses, or agricultural crops, or they may dabble in shallow waters, eating small fish, tadpoles, snails, worms, or insects. They may even steal food from other diving birds or eat the eggs of other birds. During the winter or non-breeding season, you'll commonly see American coots in feeding flocks that may number in the thousands. They are highly territorial, however, so come breeding season, they disperse to territories and both the males and females of mating pairs aggressively protect their territory. Coots breed almost exclusively in freshwater marshes of the southern Canada and north-central U.S. And for nesting, they just need tall marsh grasses and shallow water. Both the males and females build the nest together, creating a floating platform of marsh plant stems that is anchored to surrounding plants. Those lobed toes that aid American coots on land and water again become important as they battle potential invaders, which may include other water bird species or other coots. In battle, they attack with their feet, grabbing for their opponent's foot while pecking at them, and if they get a hold, attempting to hold them underwater. Occasionally, the loser does not survive. Right now, however, all is relatively peaceful among the American coots and fellow waterbirds enjoying the season in San Francisco Bay. Head out to observe these amusing waterbirds for yourself. We've seen several hundred spending time in our sanctuary's waters, but you can also spot them in almost any salt or freshwater marsh in the Bay Area. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.